From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you already in Thanksgiving mode? I mean, this is my crisis today, is that Thanksgiving snuck up on us, and it's next freaking week. It's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, I was sitting at work yesterday, and they said, well, in the Thanksgiving, you know, the buffet or the little
whatever, potluck.
Fancy dinner.
Oh, the fancy dinner you do at the home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Yeah.
Families come and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on Sunday, and it's like, why is it on so early? It's like,
because.
Oh, crap, it's next week.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Now, my preference is that Thanksgiving would be on the third. Is that the fourth Thursday?
Yeah, but it's on the fourth Thursday this year.
But it's like the way the calendar falls. It's my happy Christmas because you get the longer.
But this year is the earliest Thanksgiving would ever be in the United States.
Huh?
Yeah, the earliest possible fourth Thursday in November is the 22nd.
But see, I like it because you have a longer Christmas season.
Well, yeah, we're going to have a longer Christmas season. And
I personally think.
I think we'll end up spending more money. And
I personally think.
More credit card
that
debt.
Thanksgiving should be on the third Thursday.
Could you imagine that? Because that would mean tomorrow would be Thanksgiving. In your warped little world, it would be tomorrow.
Well, I would be more ready for it.
You're not ready for it?
No, because it's not tomorrow. It's next week.
I'm
not
ready for it. Turkey.
You know what's really sad?
What?
Is my house is not decorated for fall.
It's almost time to decorate your house for Christmas.
I know. So therefore, I'm...
Well, just skip over.
I didn't decorate work. I didn't decorate... It's just odd for me.
Just
so it's...
Season.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for the news. Now, go get a turkey. They're still on sale today.
My husband does that.
They're on sale today, and then they're done.
My husband does that.
No sale after today. Well, tell them to get out to the store, damn it. All right. What's going on?
All right. Do not let the screen door hit you, Megyn Kelly.
You can't see that. You probably didn't even hear that. That's
you
probably
you don't
sexual
wanna know.
Harassment.
You don't want to know. Ratings over at NBC. It wasn't on me. It was just to himself. Just so everyone's clear on that.
A little sexual harassment on myself.
That's the way he likes
good.
It. Ratings over at NBC's Today Show since Megyn Kelly was fired last month have increased.
Shocker. We're so shocked here at the Who Cares.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In the key demographic favored by advertisers in that time period, 833. Who's 833? Area code 833. It just says United States.
That's for the call centers to fool you.
I guess.
Like, we have our caller ID say United States. Anyway, continue with the news.
All right.
And next time, turn your phone off.
Usually never rings at this point. All right. Okay, so viewership
yes,
is returning to the 9 o'clock hour now that Megan is no longer there.
Well, yes, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, we're coming back now.
I wonder how she feels about that.
I wonder how her agent feels about that.
Right.
He's like probably already written her off and going like, yeah, I got to go find another client.
Well, ratings for the hour, they've steadily been declining since she took over a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair.
To be fair,
ratings improved for the Today Show after Matt Lauer was fired last year. And can you believe
I think everybody just wanted to watch the train wreck. I don't know.
Do you realize it's already been a year since he's been ousted for
dropping
trow? Oh, my
God,
trow?
It has, huh? For
dropping trow in front of female staffers?
You know, he says he's coming back. I just don't know how.
Oh, I'm sure someone will hire him. Tiger Woods came back. Everyone came back.
I don't think anybody wants to see Matt Lauer anymore. I think they're disgusted with it. When you mention about these men dropping trow in front of female staffers, it's like, really? Who wants to see these guys on TV and make money anymore? You know what?
I know.
I know. This is not funny.
Well, the whole...
There, call this guy's back over at the United States. The
sometimes,
United States is calling
right.
for Mary Cohen.
The United States is calling for Matt Lauer. It's Matt Lauer calling.
It's Matt.
Megyn Kelly.
Oh, shit. Maybe it was Megyn. Maybe she's got a double secret area code. 833.
You know, in my head, when I hear of dropping trow, I always think of it like some man just dropping his pants. And it's hilarious to me because it's like... What's really sexy with a man with his pants around his feet? I see that on live.
Baby.
I see that on live PD. You know, That's where it's funny. Where the man's
they got to pick up his pants when they get him out of the car.
They're trying to scoot him because his pants around there. Say, dude,
what were you doing in there?
In your parked car at night?
I was just having a burger, officer. I just got off work. Yeah, I went to the drive-thru and...
So you saw that episode.
I did.
I love Life PD. Love it. All right, so here's the story. It doesn't belong on the Who Cares News.
Uh-oh. It's one of those
It's a me care. Okay. It's for real. They're coming back. Megyn Kelly's out. Chip and Joanna Gaines are in.
On the Today Show?
No. They'll be back on TV very soon, as Chip announced on the Tonight Show this week that we've signed a non-disclosure, and it said, quote unquote, "You can tell your mother, but that's it. So Mom, I just want to make a quick announcement. We're coming back to television." What they said was they figured it out. If they're not filming, they make babies. And so they're looking for a part-time job. While they were working, they didn't make babies.
They already had their kids.
Yes.
They got, just like money, they got plenty of
babies.
They
stop working, they make a baby.
Making the money has fewer downsides than making more babies. So, okay.
The Gaines are putting the finishing touches on their own network.
Are you kidding me? That doesn't surprise me, though.
They're doing it with Discovery.
Discovery owns HGTV now. I don't know if you remember, this is just a little granular, but Discovery bought HGTV from Scripps last year. Mm-hmm. There was some talk on the inside that they didn't like their contract.
Yeah.
Because apparently all shows on HGTV, Property Brothers, all those guys, you don't own your show.
Yeah.
HGTV owns your show.
I don't think that would sit well with Chip and Joanna.
Nor does
it have to.
We read some things in the news that actually it extended, in their case, to the Magnolia brand.
If
they continue with HGTV, apparently there was going to be some up and down about the Magnolia brand, which, as we know, is worth more than the TV show. So, yeah. But I can see Chip and Joanna's network taking over the Clint Harp show, the Woodwork.
That, and please take Hometown. Put Hometown on your... I love Hometown. And it's like, it takes forever to see it.
It takes forever to produce these shows. It's crazy. All right. Well, there you go. Glad to hear that. We'll be looking for the Fixer Upper Network on TV very soon. All right. That's going to do it for us today. Back with you mañana.
Mañana.
Go get your turkeys. And answer that phone. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less and care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.